This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Governor Robert Bentley says his divorce is a private matter. They're the first public comments he's made since First Lady Dianne Bentley filed for divorce last Friday after 50 years of marriage. The divorce has helped fuel rumors of an extramarital affair. Now, the personal turmoil comes as the governor prepares for a second special session aimed at resolving the state's general fund budget shortfall. We talk about the situation with Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He's here once again. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Now, many of these rumors, this discussion around a possible affair takes place on social media, on blogs and talk radio. What do we know about the divorce? What don't we know?
Well, as you said, we know that after 50 years of marriage, the First Lady found it necessary to walk away, which is an extraordinary thing. And we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it is affecting state government and everything that is involved in politics and the upcoming events in Montgomery. But aside from that, we don't know. Everybody in Montgomery has an opinion. Everybody has a strong opinion. There are people who absolutely believe this is true. There are people who absolutely believe this is not true, but it is absolutely affecting what is being done there. We don't know. We do not know whether there is truth to it or not.
Well, a judge in Tuscaloosa has sealed the governor's divorce records at the request of both sides. Of course, judges will do this in some cases, but not everyone involved in a divorce case is the governor of a state. How do you see this act of sealing divorce records?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm sick and tired of people telling me that it is standard operating procedure for an Alabama court record to be sealed just because someone is in a powerful position. If we accept that as standard operating procedure, then we ought to be ashamed of ourselves. I mean, it may happen, but that doesn't make it right. And we are going to try to fight it at AL.com. I think we're certainly making the beginnings of a request with the judge to unseal that, and hopefully that will progress.
Well, Bentley did make two public appearances here in Jefferson County. When asked about the divorce, he said that it was a private matter. He said he did not misuse any state funds, any state resources to cover up the reasons for the divorce. There was a state lawmaker who called for an investigation into that. What do you make from those comments?
It was frustrating. I was there when he did that. I mean, he refuses to address this. He refuses to see that his position and his role in government is a public position in regard to this. I mean, it's very difficult to talk about here because, you know, we're talking about people that are involved in state government in an unconfirmed affair. It's very difficult for us at NPR and in the traditional newspaper business to talk about that. But the bottom line is that it has become a very public thing. And for him to tell the people of Alabama that it's private at this point, I think is both strategically wrong and it is really inappropriate. He needs to say if it is not true, he needs to say this is not true.
Do you think the governor can succeed in keeping it a private matter?
Well, the sharks are circling within his own party specifically, let's face it, this is not in a vacuum. This is the governor who has changed radically his positions on a lot of things, from taxes to many other things. I mean, he's proposing one of the largest tax increases, you know, and his party is trying to say, what happened to him? Who is he? Has he been stolen by aliens and replaced with an exact duplicate? And they want to look at this as a reason for why that has happened. And it hurts him. It hurts him to not be more vocal about it.
Well, they do say that where there's smoke, there's fire. But in the world of politics, just simply having smoke, that can be advantageous enough. So what do you make of the claims, particularly from Bentley's camp, that this is just smoke? This is just rumors. It's political attacks.
You would expect nothing different. I mean, although I would expect it in a stronger form, they have really just said nothing. When asked repeatedly, they have said nothing. I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire. We don't know where that fire is, and we don't know what that fire is. That's the problem. But clearly, more is going to come out.
Well, you said that this is affecting Montgomery. Of course, on Tuesday, lawmakers returned for a second special session. Bentley has not been able to convince lawmakers to take up his tax increase plan in the previous sessions. How do you see this focus on his personal life affecting his political life?
Well, first of all, chances of passing his tax package were very, very slim in the first place. This simply gives people who are on the fence about that an excuse not to side with him. Chances of his package passing are zero. I'm telling you, I would bet the farm on that if I had a farm. It may make it more likely that a gambling answer is more likely to be passed, but chances to me are it makes it even more likely that we're just going to see drastic budget cuts.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News, online anytime at al.com. John, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.